This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about succeeding in God's strength. So lately, I've been studying in the book of Joshua. And in the beginning, we know that Joshua has just stepped into Moses' shoes. Now, if we think about Moses, Moses has been described as simply, there is no other prophet like Moses. So you can only imagine that initially, some of the tasks that God was assigning to Joshua just must have felt daunting. But God is telling him to execute certain things, assuring him that he is there with him. And then as Joshua is approaching the town of Canaan, where there are a lot of giants in his mind, it seems like a transition takes place. And God is no longer the coach on the sideline telling him the plays to execute. It seems like God is actually put on the jersey himself and is on the field with him now saying, I will be your quarterback. And when this happens, you know the outcome. You know that the situation is resolved. You know that if there is a battle, that battle is won. And so I'm asking us today, what is that situation in our lives where we need to succeed, but we're not going to do so unless we do it in God's strength? And so I see this scripture here, and these same words to Joshua are the words I believe are being said to you and me. And they read, no one will be able to stand their ground against you as long as you live. I will not fail you or abandon you. Joshua 1:5. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, succeed, but in God's strength.